The San Francisco Bay Independent Media Center, also known as Indie Bay, is celebrating its 10-year anniversary today. The center hosted a media conference with a diverse lineup of speakers, panels, and workshops focusing on independent media's role in social and environmental justice movements. Indie Bay volunteer Dave Idd told KPFA that the center has had a pretty good run over the last 10 years. He says Indie Bay has definitely lived up to its slogan, "Make Media, Make Trouble." Right now, he says the center is primarily focused around its website.
It's an open publishing website. We were one of the very first open publishing websites on the internet, you know, way before Facebook and Web 2.0 and all that. And so activists can post their own news, their own reports from the streets, from conferences such as this one, and get their own viewpoints out there and bypass the corporate media channel that shuts down most discussions of social justice.
Indie Media got its start when protesters gathered at a meeting of the World Trade Organization, again, Dave Idd.
In 1999, there was the WTO was scheduled in Seattle, and a number of activists who had a fair amount of technical skills decided that, you know, the basic precept has pretty much been the same since the beginning, and they wanted activists to be able to post and share news during the protest and post their own photos because they knew that the corporate media would never do a good job of it. And it was so successful that it just spread like wildflowers everywhere. Within a year, there was probably maybe two dozen IMCs around the country. L.A. was the third after D.C., and Seattle was the first.
The Indie Bay celebration continues tonight at the Continental Club at 1658 West 12th Street in Oakland at 8 p.m.